You know, I know how many of you were part of, and I'm sure we're listening into that frightening story yesterday, the drama after a car was hijacked in Bishop Street in Obs with a 7-month-old baby still in the car. Lester Kievit had a chat to Colonel Elroy van den Berg of Woodstock Police Station, and then later to the baby's mom, Alicia Lamprecht, about that experience. Have a listen.
I can confirm that there has been an incident in Observatory where a car was hijacked, and where the car was taken with the 7-month-old baby still inside. The car has been recovered, but not the baby as yet. We don't have a location as yet, but all leads we have is currently being followed up. Police are in contact and in the presence of the mother.
Alicia, you're the mom. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm very emotional, but I'm doing well. We found him.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. Where did you find him?
Somewhere in Maitland. The police found him. They were doing an exceptional job.
I know you're still trying to grappling, but just tell us what happened this morning.
I was busy talking with a friend, and someone hijacked my car. Literally not even 2 meters away from me. And my baby was in the back seat, and then I checked my car to Mowbray, and we found the car. They were not the baby, and then the car check and the police came out, and they started helping us to try and find him, and they ended up finding him here in Maitland. I'm not sure who found him exactly, or but I'm just glad to hold my baby. Oh, they threw him out of the car, apparently, out of a moving vehicle, the car seat. And then a mom heard him cry, and she went and she picked him up.
Oh, scary stuff. And I'm hoping, of course, he's had all his medical checks after that traumatic incident. Now, many of us, for many of us, that is the greatest fear any of us would have. Particularly not just any child, but a child who can't communicate. It can't necessarily alert another person to their having been taken away. Marseille Bester's digital editor at Stuff SA joins us today to discuss the technological solutions we may have for keeping a close eye on our kids in these difficult times of kidnapping, people getting lost, and of course hijacking. And as we head into the holidays, where kids getting lost is something that's quite prevalent, we're talking wearable tech in today's Tech Tuesday.
Breakfast with Refilwe Mulato
on Cape Talk.
Marseille, welcome back to Breakfast with Refilwe. How are you this morning?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good, relieved, excited for that mom, and obviously a little nervous for mothers around the city and country who may not be so lucky. When you hear that story, you know, where might tech have been able to intervene?
It's interesting when I followed that story that humans have started to track every single thing around them. We track our cars, we track our pets, we track our handbags and everything in between. But by now, we don't really have really good tech to track children. I don't understand how the big players like Apple and Samsung haven't really gone into that market yet. It feels like an important part of daily life. So we've seen them launch things like the smart trackers, but those are all only based on Bluetooth range. So if you are out of Bluetooth range, you won't be able to find the tracker like the smart things from Samsung and the AirTags from Apple, for example. Those are specifically built for your car keys or your handbag or your wallet, but that won't work to track children. You will need something more robust and something with a GPS tracker in it, which will increase the amount of tech in it, so you'll need to charge it more. So I've done some research, and there is quite a lot of aftermarket stuff and Chinese stuff, small watches that you can buy for your child. Of course, it's going to be a trial and error thing. You never know if it's going to work very well because it's aftermarket. There aren't really dedicated trackers that have been tried and tested in South Africa that work very well to track children.
Mm. I mean, I wonder, when you're speaking about the lack of development in the industry, privacy is such a big issue, because certainly these companies know that the children are out there and are their market, because they certainly are pumping games at them. But the idea of being tracked is something that's so sensitive at this particular time that the concern is around the risks, perhaps, to the wrong person watching the movements of a person, as opposed to just the safety for the rest of us.
Of course, and obviously there's also the risk of the if a person's going out of their way to grab children and steal children, they will look out for trackers like these. Mm. If they see a little smartwatch or a little tracker on the backpack, they will probably just dispose of it as quickly as possible anyway. So, of course, there's the security risk. You never know who can intervene or interfere that GPS signal. But as a whole, just as a precaution, small GPS trackers are definitely a good idea, especially for parents in South Africa.
Yeah. Is price, by the way, maybe a preventative area? How expensive are some of these that you were saying are available?
So the small, like, watch trackers that I've found on Takealot range between 200 to 800 rand. Obviously, the more expensive you go, the better the tech will be. And then you have the little tags that range around 500 to 1,000 rand. Of course, there's a few things you'll need to look at depending on your needs. So that's the battery life. If you're looking for something that will last long, look at battery life. Accessibility, or how easily you can attach it to the child, is also important. If you want to hide it, look for a smaller tag that you can maybe put at the bottom of a backpack or in the tag of a t-shirt or something. And then also look for something with GPS capability, not only Bluetooth.
Very cool. Very helpful guide there. Thank you so much, Marseille. Marseille Vester is digital editor of Stuff SA, giving us some tips on how we might be able to prevent losing our children, or at least be able to find them if we do get separated for one reason or another. Have you ever been lost or lost your child in any place? As I mentioned earlier, I used to get lost in malls all the time. I had that frustrating thing where just don't hold my hand, okay? Like I'm an independent 6-year-old. And that would cause it a bit of trouble.